It smells like produce in here. I love it. It's all good stuff. Summer is wrapping up and the season is inching toward fall and harvest time, which means it's also time for the annual benefit for Berkshire Grown on Monday, September 16th at 6:30 at Ski Butternut in Great Barrington, Massachusetts. The Berkshire Grown Harvest Supper features delicious dishes prepared by local Berkshire Grown member chefs using fresh ingredients from local farms. The evening also includes a silent auction and a drawing for shopping sprees and gift certificates to Berkshire Grown member stores and restaurants. To tell us more, we welcome Derry Rooney, who is the chef at Allium Restaurant and Bar. Derry, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
A delight to have you here. Ted Dobson joins us. He's a farmer at Equinox Farm. Hello, Ted.
Hi, Joe.
Laura Meister is a farmer at Farm Girl Farm.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Barbara Zoytlin is Executive Director of Berkshire Grown. Thank you very much for being here. Always a pleasure.
Thank you.
Well, so let us begin with you, Barbara, and talk about this event. This is your 15th, 16th year? Which is it?
It's the 15th annual Harvest Supper.
That's very exciting. I think you may have been on for all 15 years on the show, so it's a delight to have you here. I remember when you were beginning, and it's very nice to have you back. So let us talk about what this has accomplished over the past decade and a half.
What's so exciting for us about the Harvest Supper is that it is an event that actually represents what Berkshire Grown is, a farm-to-table network that brings the entire community, all of us who eat, so I guess we're the eaters, together. Every one of us, every day, figures out something to eat. The question is, what? And what we try to do at Berkshire Grown is support our local farmers who are growing food here that's healthy, it's locally grown, it helps strengthen our local economy, and it's delicious.
It is the 15th annual Harvest Supper, a benefit for Berkshire Grown. And so before we go around the table and we talk to everybody, just give us a sense real quick of how actually it works, Barbara, in the sense of on Monday, September 16th, from 6 to 8 at the Upper Lodge at Ski Butternut, what will happen?
People will gather, enter the Upper Lodge, which will have been transformed by our wonderful Joe Wheaton, a local sculptor and artist who donates his time and several volunteers into this incredible, spectacular event that features over two dozen restaurants. And they will walk in the Upper Lodge and see around each of the two upper levels restaurants, tables featuring the food that's been locally grown from our local farmers, prepared in the most delicious way by our local chefs. So some of the restaurants we'll be talking about specifically include dairies from Allium, Baba Louie's, Barrington Brewery, Bellum Anchor, Berkshire Mountain Distillers, Big Elm Brewing, Cafe Canyon Ranch, Castle Street Cafe, Cranwell Resort, Firefly, Gala, Haven, John Andrews, Kripalu, Marketplace Kitchen, Martin's, The Meat Market, The Old Inn on the Green, Red Lion Inn, Riverbend Cafe, Route 7 Grill, Savory Harvest Catering, Stagecoach Tavern, Table 6 Restaurant, Wheatley, Williams College, and Guido's will all be represented. And so you will get there and you will get to walk in at 6 o'clock and taste a fabulously creative way of using locally grown vegetables.
All of those venues off the top of Barbara's head, by the way. Very, very impressive. All right, let us talk to the farmer involved. And we have two farmers here, but let us begin with Ted Dobson, who's a farmer at Equinox Farm. So what does this mean for you?
Well, it means a lot. That's an all-star lineup that Barbara just mentioned. Many of those restaurants that she mentioned I've been doing business with for 20 to 30 years. Berkshire Grown's been around for almost 20 years in terms of an organization, the dinner 15 years. But one of the interesting things about Berkshire's and the Berkshire Grown movement is that the farm-to-table that we hear so much about has actually been going on in the Berkshires for nearly 30 years. So we've got, for me, having been involved for that long, it's pretty special to come to a dinner and have this party with so many great, great chefs, so many talented individuals that have been actively seeking out the best food that our area has to offer. And it's just, it's grown. I mean, so there's a lot to Berkshire Grown. It's something that continues to have a life of its own. And I think it's been very influential throughout the East Coast and perhaps even the country. So it's a remarkable party of growers and chefs.
It's a great party. Laura, I'd like to hear your perspective as a farmer.
My perspective, when I see all these names in one place, it's so exciting to me because this is something that I came into more recently than Ted and more recently than Berkshire Grown began. But now it's been 9 seasons for me, and I've worked with a lot of the people on this list who are incredibly creative, passionate individuals, all also working together. When I see everyone's name together, I realize that there's a community of chefs and growers and producers and business people. And it's just a representation of so much hard work in the kitchens and in the fields. And I love working with everybody who I work with at my farm and in all these kitchens. And so it's a celebration of the best of what we all do and all these incredible ingredients. It's September, everything is being harvested. And it's just, to me, it's a real celebration of creativity and community.
Derry Rooney is chef at Allium Restaurant and Bar, and another part of this equation, obviously, who you work with these farmers. And this whole mission is to show off what wonderful produce and food that these farmers are producing, and then you get to take your spin on it. And
right. For the chefs.
For the masses.
For the chefs, it's fun because all of these ingredients that these farmers are producing are just an inspiration for us, and it makes you be creative in ways you didn't know, because it just speaks for itself. The food speaks for itself. So you can be as simple or as complex as you want, but it's all, when you start with a good ingredient, that's all you need.
You have food in front of you.
I do.
Okay. What do we have?
I have heirloom tomatoes from Laura's farm, Farm Girl Farm, and I have peaches from the Berry Patch Farm, and I'm going to be making some sort of salad with quinoa and tomatoes, peaches, Ted's arugula, and some cheese from Beatrice Burley's farm. Crowdy cheese.
I love that you say some sort of salad. So how do you know exactly what goes into that? So how much of that is improv? How much of that is like good jazz? How much of that is in your mind? You know what you're going to make?
Well, it is kind of improv. I've been doing a few salads this past few weeks at the restaurant with all the beautiful tomatoes and peaches together. And so I wanted to do something cold instead of hot for this event, and I've been doing a lot of quinoa also, so I thought I'd put it all together, but I'm kind of making it up.
Well, that's great. That's all part of that is a beautiful tomato. I wish we could quite describe the look of this tomato, but it is not your typical red tomato. This is a beautiful brownish maroon that is more pinto bean in shape than kidney bean shaped than a round tomato. And so, what is the benefit in producing that type of vegetable?
It's the taste. Heirloom tomatoes are incredibly flavorful, and I like to grow as many varieties as I can, which does drive me and my crew a little bit crazy. But there are so many varieties of tomatoes that are are available, and they're gorgeous and they're flavorful. And when you cut them up and put them on a plate, all the different colors and tastes, it's worth it. So this is the fruit now in September of all the work. And I was thinking, listening to Derry, that Derry's an artist, and I like to give her, you know, all these colors and flavors for her palette. And the other chefs I work with are artists, and they inspire me to grow as many different shapes, sizes, colors, tastes as I possibly can, which is harder, but it's to me, I it's so much fun and much more satisfying. Yeah.
That's a beautiful image of that as an artist and using the palette and what you provide to them. Have you guys seen the commercial for Walmart produce? Have you seen that commercial?
No.
So there's this guy in there, and he's got this. Have you seen it?
No.
It has a. They have a. I don't know. They're at like a farm stand, and the guy, the very peppy guy from Walmart, is there, and he said, "We took these people and we told them, you know, that it was like a farmer's market, and we gave them peaches and we gave them tomatoes, and this is what brought this to mind because these are the two items you have in front of us, and they tasted them, and then they're all like, oh my god, these are so good, and these are great, And he said, now what would you say if I told you these came from Walmart? And they're like, oh, really? Oh, that's amazing. and I'm just like, wow, really? It tastes like food? That's incredible. And I every time I see the commercial, I just laugh because I think to myself, well, first of all, you know, hopefully if you eat a peach, you know, it should taste like a peach. Mm-hmm. You would hope. But, you know, all right. But second of all, why would you need to do that if you have this right in your backyard and it's right there and you can get it from your farm or your farm and be able to support the people in your backyard?
You know, on the way over, Barbara reminded we, the farmers, Laura and I, that not everybody outside of Berkshire County knows what farm-to-table means. And she gave a very simple example that she mentioned. We are all eaters, and that per your example of what would I say if I told you these tomatoes are from Walmart, it's hard to believe that there are so many people that still aren't exposed to good food. And, you know, when I think about how far we've come in our small county, it's remarkable that so much of the country is not able to eat a real beautiful fresh tomato that, you know, Laura harvested this morning. We tend perhaps to take it a little bit for granted, but that's what makes this event remarkable, as well as that the message is getting out there that you can eat fresh food that's not from Walmart.
Thank God. Berkshire Grown, the annual benefit for Berkshire Grown, takes place on Monday, September 16th. It is it's just an incredible, beautiful, wonderful event. And it is the 15th annual Harvest Supper, a benefit for Berkshire Grown, Monday, September 16th from 6 to 8 at the Upper Lodge at Ski Butternut in Great Barrington. To find out more information, you can go to berkshiregrown.org, berkshiregrown.org. Derry Rooney, Ted Dobson, Laura Meister, and Barbara Zeutlin, I thank you so much for being with us, and I wish you nothing but all the best for your event on the 16th. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
A delight. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.